where Paul writes, "Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Last Sunday, we looked at Matthew's account of the feeding of more than 5,000 people in a deserted area near Bethsaida on the Sea of Galilee. And after feeding the crowd, Jesus had his disciples get into the boat and start back to the other side of the lake, while he sent the people home. Then, when at last he was alone, he went up into the hills to pray. Remember, he was here in this deserted place because he wanted to be alone. He needed time to be with the Father. His cousin John had been executed, and he knew that what was ahead was very, very difficult. He needed time to talk with the Father, to pray, and to receive encouragement and strength through the Holy Spirit. While he was in prayer, evening came and night fell across the land. Meanwhile, the disciples were struggling against strong winds and high waves that threatened to swamp their boat. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, the disciples were nearly exhausted and they didn't seem to be any nearer to the land. Suddenly, one of them let out a shout of terror and the others joined in when they saw a ghost-like figure walking toward them across the top of the waves. Then they heard the familiar voice of Jesus saying, "It's okay, I am here. Do not be afraid." Simon Peter was the first to react. "Is it really you, Lord? If it is, tell me to come to you walking on the water." And Jesus responds, "Okay, come." Much to his credit, without hesitating to wonder about what he had asked for, but keeping his eyes on Jesus, Peter climbs over the side of the boat and begins to walk on the waves toward Jesus. A true act of faith and trust in Jesus. Then, out of the corner of his eye, he notices the angry waves rolling toward him, and he is terrified. His focus on Jesus wavers, and he begins to sink. However, his trust in Jesus is still strong, and he cries, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reaches out and grabs him. Regardless of what the storms of daily life, which threaten to drown us, we are invited to be like Peter and to cry out to Jesus for help. As St. Paul says in Romans, "Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And Paul knew from firsthand experience that Jesus responds to cries for help. For example, in Acts chapter 27, there's a description of how Paul received a vision during a violent storm and shipwreck on his trip to Italy. And in that vision, he was assured that he would not drown, but would live to stand trial in Rome. we are to fix our eyes upon Jesus, not on the storm. Making Jesus the center of our life enables us to walk the path which opens before us. This reassurance that God is with us and cares for us in the storms of life has been expressed in the lives of the saints and written about in the hymns of faith. We will be hearing about some of those storms in the lives of the saints that the children will share with us next Sunday. The hymns of faith, one such hymn, was composed in 1918, 102 years ago, by Helen Holworth Lemmel, and its chorus has become famous. Now join me if you want to, and I will sing that chorus through twice. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. The storm-tossed waves faded as Peter felt the Master's strong grip, lifting him out of the water and into the boat, and the wind stopped. With great relief, joy, thankfulness, and awe, the disciples worshiped Jesus. You really are the Son of God, they exclaimed. When the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us, may we remember to call on the name of the Lord, turning our eyes upon Jesus. Amen.